In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I will be honest. When I picked today to have one service and a potluck, I did it because it was a fifth Sunday. They don't come along every month, but it's a good opportunity and good excuse to join together, 8:30 folks and 12:30 folks and those who fluctuate between. But the irony here is just delicious. We're going to go after this service and eat some really good food, because I know how you people cook. It's an excellent job. And we are going to dine sumptuously, I am sure. And yet, here we have this story. Well, in fact, all three of our readings, that it's not always best to be on the plus side of the ledger. Woe to the rich, alas for those who are at ease in Zion. Each of these writings is a reminder that all the material things that we might have do not guarantee security, do not guarantee safety, do not guarantee salvation. If you're poor, destitute, and dependent upon others for your very existence, then I think it's easier to rely on God as well. What else could possibly save you? The danger, though, is that the more we have, the more we think of ourselves as, I earned this, I did this, the less we remember that, no, we didn't. Even if we earned everything we have by the sweat of our brows, that ability was given to us by God. All that we have comes from God. Whether it's material possessions or even abilities, skills, gifts, whatever we have comes from God. Now, yes, we should work to refine and build and improve those things that God has given us to be good stewards. But we must always remember we are only stewards. There is nothing that is ours. All that we have comes from God, belongs to God, and God expects us to use for God's glory, for God's people, for God's kingdom. And that's what these stories are about. It's not wrong to have stuff. It's not wrong to be wealthy. It's not wrong to have nice things. It's not wrong to enjoy life. It's wrong to do all that and forget that it's not us and ours, but God's, and that we are called to be stewards. Stewards of the things given to us individually, stewards of the creation given to us collectively. We are called to preserve and protect God's creation and God's creatures and God's people. That it is all God's. Sometimes we forget that, especially in American society, where it's all about I, me, mine. If Evie, Heaven, our little girl, knows a word, it's mine. If you've ever seen Finding Nemo and the seagulls, they go, mine, 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 and it sounds like seagulls. That idea, it's mine. She'll look at something new. Mine? Just checking. Might be. Never can tell. But that's the thing. None of it is mine. It's all God's. And how well do we live into that reality? Do we acknowledge that truth? That we only borrow even our lives from God. It's God who gives life, who sustains us. Every breath we draw is a gift from God. But we think we deserve it somehow. And it's ours by right. It's not. It's a gift. It's freely given. And it's given to be enjoyed and to be used appropriately. How many breaths do you think you'll draw in your lifetime? And how many of them are you using to proclaim God's glory and greatness? How often do we forego coming together to worship God to pursue something else? When the very breath that we breathe is given to us by God for no other purpose than to glorify God. Because God deserves all the glory, all the honor, because it all belongs to God. These stories are a reminder of our place in the universe. We are here because of God and for God's glory. And That's why being a follower of Christ requires humility, requires us to remember our place in the grand scheme of things, that we are beneficiaries of something greater than ourselves. And that deserves praise and honor and glory and hard work and determination and sacrifice and everything that we can do to give God the glory that God deserves. And then we share in that, because that's really the most amazing thing, that through Jesus Christ, through his life, death, resurrection, and ascension, we are invited to join in to that glory, to that life, to have eternal life with the God who created us, who owes us nothing, but gave us everything. Let us attempt to live our lives showing that, that we know that all that we have comes from God, and that we are to be stewards of it, and to proclaim God's greatness and glory by loving God and loving our neighbors as ourselves, as our Lord commanded us to do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.